Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Jesper Jakobsen, and you might guess he's from Denmark, and he is an intern at the Danish Immigrant Museum Genealogy Center. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Levon.
So you're pretty new here to this area. How long have you been in the Elkhorn area?
Oh, I've been here about 2 weeks here.
Okay, so we're kind of caught you on the beginning of your stay here. And about how long will you be here?
I'll be here about 4 months.
Uh-huh. Okay. What brought you here? How did you find out about the museum and the genealogy center? You know, how did you get to this point?
Ooh, that's a long story.
Yeah, well, I think we have a little bit of time. Let's hear that story.
Well, I did a lot of my own kind of research back home, and I found that there was this museum in the States, and because of a lot of my own family has you know, taken the trip over the water, I found it pretty interesting.
So you say other family members have been to the United States, is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Okay. Are they relative? I mean, are your mom, your dad, sisters? Who are those relatives?
My great grandparents actually immigrated, and I have a bunch of other relatives over here still. Uh-huh.
Okay, so you know, usually people who have grown up here go to Denmark like they're going home. In a way, this is coming home for you when you have relatives that far back. So I know just in 2 weeks there's probably a lot of things that, you know, you haven't quite seen and done, but kind of first impressions of Elkhorn and some of the things that surprised you, some of the things you like.
Well, I pretty much find everything new here. The culture and even the birds sings different from the Danish birds. So.
Oh yes, of course, different countryside, different kinds of birds. Yeah. What about? I always have to ask. What about food? Anything that's going? Oh my gosh, I'm really missing this because it's not here. Or oh, this is really something I found new that I enjoy.
I haven't been to so many stores yet. But when I've been there, I found it pretty hard to figure out what kind of groceries that I'm looking for. And, you know, the stores are much more big here compared to the ones in Denmark. Uh-huh.
So as you were growing up, what size area did you live in? Were you in the rural area or more city area?
I grew up in a rural area, yeah. I grew up in the southern part of Denmark, on the island of Lolland.
And like, how many kids were in your class in school? Just an estimated, you know, were there 20 or were there 100?
Well, I guess there must have been about 10 to 20 people.
Okay, so we are talking pretty small. So after you went to your early schooling, then where did you go next?
I went to the gymnasium.
And tell us a little bit about gymnasium, because that's a different term than we would use here. Mm-hmm.
Well, you can compare it with some high schools over here, yeah. Mm-hmm. and in Denmark you can choose between various focuses, you can say, on the gymnasium. Mm-hmm. There's the classic gymnasium that I think is still a lot more popular compared to, for instance, the one that I went to, which was a gymnasium that focused on you know, more technique and sciences and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So when you say techniques, now I'm thinking as you've done your work in genealogy and you're working it here, is history a major interest of yours? Is that something you studied in gymnasium?
No, actually not. There was not so much history in my gymnasium. Okay. It was pretty much focusing on physics, chemistry, stuff like that. So,
So what got you interested in doing this whole study for your family? It seems like it's become much more popular even in the United States. Is this something a lot of people do in Denmark, or is this something you say, oh, this is really what I'd like to find out about?
Well, I think that the interest for it has grown, and also in the Danish television you see a lot of programs that deals with that with the same matter. Yeah.
Okay, so you said, hey, I'm going to find out about my family. Were there surprises that you found out about your family? When you say your great-grandparents were here, were there something that you said, oh my goodness, I never have heard this about my family?
Well, actually, my parents didn't know so much about their ancestors. Uh-huh. So pretty much every new information was new.
Okay. So. And so I'm guessing they kind of shared in that too and hopefully enjoyed all of that information that you found out.
Yeah, you can say that.
Are your parents employed in a business, or what do your parents do?
Well, my father is a manager at some nature school, and at the area that I grew up in, uh-huh. And my mom is currently not working.
Okay, let's talk a little more about, you know, you said you grew up in a very rural area. Talk a little more about that. Are we talking about mountains, sea? What kind of geology? What kind of geography is there in your area where you grew up?
Well, the place that I grew up had previously been seafloor, so everything in that area is completely flat.
And I think that's not what we think of here when we think of Denmark. We think of like Elkhorn with lots of hills. So that had to be quite different for you when you came here. What about crops? Were there any crops grown in the area where you grew up?
Yeah, there were. There were a lot of corn, of course, and oh. And there's a big sugar beet industry in the area. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Now, when I hear sugar beets, I think about that has been one of the sources of ethanol. Is that something that you've been working on there, or is it sugar beets for sugar?
It's sugar beets for sugar.
Okay, because there are lots of possibilities there. What about what you're doing here at the Genealogy Center? I know you're just kind of getting into things, but what are some of the things you've been working on in these 2 weeks?
Well, so far it has only been some pretty easy stuff, just to make my brain function again. But the things that I have done is pretty much cropping some church book pictures and translating some letters and meeting staff. And meeting mm-hmm. the volunteers, mm-hmm. yeah.
Finding your way around and getting to know people. But of course, one of the advantages and one of the reasons we like to have interns here is that you can do translation of all of that Danish history that, you know, there's more people now that can do that. But that's so important in terms of the Danish Immigrant Museum and the Genealogy Center. Have you found any letters, anything that were, it's been difficult to translate?
Yeah, actually, every pastor has his own way of typing. The things that I've had so far I've been able to read it. Yeah.
Yeah, you've been successful so far, which is a good feeling. As you think about future, I want to go after you get done your 4 months here, then what happens in your life?
Well, I think that I will go into be admitted at some kind of master's degree, either in Denmark or in Norway or Sweden. Uh-huh. So for me, I think right now every door is kind of open, so it's just a matter of which door I choose.
Uh-huh. Any interest in teaching, or you think you want to stay in the museum field, or like you say, you have lots of choices to make, but is there some things that are kind of pulling you?
Well, my background coming here is not so traditional, because I have a bachelor's degree in law. So, you know, that has been my road to this place. Uh-huh. So I think that I will try and combine my interests both in history and in, you know, the new I will try and combine.
Okay. Well, there's so many possibilities out there that I'm guessing you'll kind of find that niche where that all comes together for you. And I hope that people will stop by and say hello to you, and maybe they have some things they'd like to have translated. They need to come to the Genealogy Center, because that's one of the things that you do here, correct?
Yes, it is.
So come on by and meet Jesper. And we're also inviting you to get on over to the museum. Just get better acquainted with the Danish Immigrant Museum and the Genealogy Center. We want to thank you very much, Jesper Jakobsen, for visiting with us. And until next time, here's a thought. To live remains an art which everyone must learn and which no one can teach.